Hello there, my nerdy friends. My name is Neff, and here's your daily Nerd Devo. Grab your vintage vehicles and get ready to defy physics. It's Fast and Furious Fridays. This week, we're taking a look at the seventh installment, Furious 7, released in 2015. Spoilers ahead, but you already knew that. We find the Fast crew living the home life, but they're interrupted by Jason Statham, who is none other than Deckard Shaw, brother of Owen Shaw, the last film's villain. And Deckard is out for revenge. He kills Han and blows up Dom's house, sending Dom on a collision course with Shaw. In the process, the Fast crew meet Mr. Nobody, played by Kurt Russell. He recruits them to find a hacker named Ramsey, who has created a program called God's Eye, which can hack into any system and every system simultaneously and track anyone down anywhere. But a terrorist named Mose Jakande is also after the Eye, so the crew are forced to rescue Ramsey after jumping their cars out of a plane, getting a hold of the God's Eye by jumping a car building to building to building hundreds of feet in the air, and lose it, and then recover it again from Jakande, when good old Agent Hobbs picks up an actual Gatling gun from a helicopter. Yeah, it's a little crazy. The whole time, they're being hunted and antagonized by Deckard Shaw. At the end of it all, Shaw gets brought in by Hobbs, who lost a fight to Shaw earlier in the movie, and the crew enjoy their victory on the beach. Brian and Mia are playing with Jack, and Mia's pregnant with their second child, and life is good. So Dom leaves them playing and happy, knowing that this is the end of their adventures together as Mia and Brian settle down. So he doesn't say goodbye. But Brian catches up to him, leading to the scene that made all grown men, including me, weep like a baby. Dom and Brian having one last drive into the California sunset, with clips of late actor Paul Walker playing Brian O'Connor throughout the Fast series, ending when Dom and Brian drive their separate ways and only two words are left on screen. For Paul. The loss of Paul Walker was a huge blow for the franchise, and especially fans of the franchise. But his character had a lovely send-off, and he still lives on in the Fast universe. Loss can be tough, whether it be losing someone close to us or something we cherish, or even letting go of something or someone. There's a lot of stories of loss in the Bible and how different people respond to loss. Job loses his wife, kids, everything, but he remains faithful to God and he's given another full, joyful life. But sometimes loss can hold us down, hold us back, keep us trapped in sadness, grief, and even fear. Look at the disciples. When Jesus died on the cross, they were in mourning and in fear, uncertain of what lied ahead. They were trapped in their home, hiding, until Jesus came back. Then he gave them confidence to move on and be a light to the world. It can be hard, in that time after a loss, to see past the darkness, the pain that looms over life. But we have a light that shines brighter than any darkness, and that is Jesus. Jesus himself said in Matthew 5:4, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." And he says in Luke chapter 6, verse 21, "Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh." I love that these two changes are grouped in the same verse, because that emptiness inside left by loss will be filled and satisfied with the endless joy of Christ. If you're dealing with loss today, or know someone who is, encourage them, or be encouraged. God is with you, and he's there to give you light in the darkness, and he's promised that you will laugh again. All we have to do is trust in him, have faith like Job, and we'll do great things like the disciples. Trust God, and you'll come a long way from where you began. And I'll tell you more about it when I see you again. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Neff, your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing.